And welcome to another edition of Butcher on Sports. Simply Butcher's here, and as always, thanks for tuning in on a Sunday evening, boys and girls. Sunday evening, hopefully you had a great, great weekend. And then some, give you some sports news that you can't get enough of. This is going to be, yes, a smaller version of Butcher on Sports. A lot to do, a lot to talk about, but I'm going to kind of shorten this on out just for today. I don't know. It's going to be a very busy week for yours truly. First of all, the Detroit Tigers beat the Minnesota Twins by a score of 6-1 on Sunday. A final finale there of the three-game series that the Tigers took place in Minnesota. Tigers won two games. The Tigers are 12-10 and have won 4 of 7 games against the Minnesota Twins this year. Of course, they got a battle with them in the division for the glorious Central Division Championship there. Buddy Kennedy just got called up from Toledo there, second baseman for the Detroit Tigers, making his first start. And then in the second game, of course, there, watched a fly ball to left field for a two-run homer with two outs in the third inning. Made a huge contribution to that particular there. Casey Mize went 6 innings to get the win. Casey Mize is throwing a lot of base on balls. He had 3 of them there, but everything else checked out well, including no runs, which is the most important part. The Tigers move on to play the Tampa Bay Rays Monday night in Tampa Bay, of course, here. Tigers doing okay. At least they're not on the losing end of the stick here. E.J. Perry left the game in the third quarter, apparent hamstring injury. This happened yesterday. However, it didn't do a bit of good for the Michigan Panthers. They lose to the San Antonio Brahmas. I don't know if that's Brahma Bull or something else connected with a Brahma. But they lost by a score of 19-9 Sunday night at the Alamo Dome. Their record now is 2-2 in the inaugural UFL season. Love it or like it, and you may there. Next game, everybody's out. Quiet on the Red Wing front there. A little bit noisy on the Lions front there because they got a whole heck of a lot of things that are going on in the city of Detroit. As you know, boys and girls, the NFL draft is taking place here in downtown Detroit. The dates for it is, again, April 25th to 27th. Yes, this year. It's at Campus Martius Park, Hart Plaza in Detroit. The networks that are covering is ESPN, ESPN2, ABC, the NFL Network, ESPN Deporte, and also ESPN Radio is covering this for the National Football League. And if you don't know, the first selection will be the Chicago Bears, who already been told their hand, or maybe not, as far as who they're going to pick. A lot of quarterbacks are available. A lot of receivers are going to be available. And that's going to be the pick of the chick, at least the first third of the draft, I do believe. Now, the rest is get as you need or who is available and what's the best athlete and so on and so forth. The Lions are kind of pulling from the end at the 29 lever for this particular draft in the first round, so they do get a pick. It's way down there, so we'll be late night Thursday night before we find out who the actual Detroit Lions get or trade or do something with that particular pick. Nothing's promised. If you kind of notice downtown Detroit, if you've been down there and around the Detroit as I have been, you see the brand new sign on the expressway, the Detroit sign. You notice there's a lot of traffic being diverted to other directions, other places, because main streets have been blocked off left and right and then some. If you work downtown, you've seen the building of the Shell that's going to take place, the main place for the the draft to take place, and then all those people are going to be out there on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday afternoon. Boy, oh boy, a lot of people. Parking is at a premium. That will be the biggest issue right now there. That's for us media people alike. So please, whatever you do, please try to find a secure way to park. And so a secure way of getting into the festivities, whichever you particularly choose to go to there. Or, like many will do, they'll look at it on TV and get the best out of it. I kind of like that way as well there. Clear my throat. Excuse me, boys and girls. While I'm sitting here, let me give you some sports scores there right now. There in the third, Indiana and Milwaukee is playing there right now. Milwaukee's leading 83-71. Colorado at the end of the second period, getting ready to go into the third. Winnipeg and Colorado in the National Hockey League playoffs there. They're going forward there. 9:30 tonight, Oklahoma City and New Orleans is going to play their first game of the playoffs there. Early today, Miami got beat up by Boston big time here. Dallas also got beat up by the L.A. Lakers, or no, the L.A. Clippers, I should say there. Late tonight with some hockey is Nashville and Vancouver. Early today, Tampa Bay lose to Florida, and also Washington loses to the Rangers. That's all I can give you that was happening today. Still more happening to about 1 o'clock in the morning. Sports all day long. Oh, yeah. You love it. Sports all day long. What can you say? By the way, congratulations to Nelly Cotto. She grabbed her 5th straight win in the LPGA Tour by claiming the Chevron title. She is running around with a lot of loot here and a lot of prestige. 5th in a row. Some of these offers can't win one. What can you say? I am done with this version of Butch on Sports tonight, believe it or not. I did it all. I did it very quickly here, by the way. Very quickly. 8 minutes ago, they said keep going for at least 10 minutes. Okay, I will do so. Wednesday show. We should be getting ready for high schools and their tournaments. And we're going to talk about many of them in the state of Michigan, starting off at the end of the month. Yes, the end of this month. Then you got a whole month to go before school is out and everybody runs. But yes, we're going to get into some high school stuff there and maybe go extensively into some high school stuff. Baseball, track and field, all happening, golf. I can't wait till the public schools inflate pickleball into the... That seems to be one of the more popular sports right now, give or take. And schools are participating in it there. They are. They really are. And what can you say? I like the game myself, although I can't move around as much. I'm getting older here. Oh! Why I'm available here. Thank you, everyone who took time to care to wish me happy birthday this past Friday. Yes, yours truly is another year older. I thank God for that there. And hey, and you fans there to keep it everything light and always raising when you see me positive there. And I love that dearly there. You can't do without it. And I thank you very much, all of you who, you know, sent well wishes, and there were a lot. And hopefully I got everybody, all 900 of you, a thank you or something there. individual ones, not just putting up there. Thanks to everybody. No, I kind of like to be personal with it. So I'll do just that. And I passed my 10 minutes, so I can say Butch on Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Productions. Check out Butch on Sports on Facebook, always on Facebook, boys and girls. And go to my main page, of course. If you don't want to be bothered with that, that's Facebook. Yeah, just go to Podomatic.com. Type in SimpleButchTOO.Podomatic.com. Another version of Butch on Sports this upcoming Wednesday. Tell your friends about it, boys and girls. Have a very good beginning of the week. And yes, check me out on Wednesday for another edition of Butch on Sports.